K-pop topic. Broadcasting from Vancouver, CITR 101.9 FM. Welcome back, K-pop Affairs. Did you all have good lunchtime? I have an exciting news for BTS fans here. They are back with their new song, Spring Day, which has been released just a few days ago. They have achieved an all-kill in 8 different music charts in Korea with this new song. So I think we should definitely give it a try. It is called Spring Day by BTS. Not only BTS is back, so is Red Velvet. They're back with their new song, Rookie. Yeah, alright, one, two, 땡땅이 난 고개를 들고 나를 봐 역시 Rookie, Rookie, my super Rookie, Rookie boy 좋아, 볼 때마다 진짜 넌 내 타입 역시 Rookie, Rookie, my super Rookie, Rookie boy 이토록 고생 존재가 나 이미 혹시나 하는 자들 아침부터 못해 즐기는 척하하 나도 서봐 있어 말투까지 네 앞에서 마치 아이스까지 Remember the disbandment of 21 has happened pretty recently, and I was pretty sad about that. I have another sad news for you guys. Wonder Girls made their official statement saying that they have disbanded on February 10th. And Wonder Girls, for those of you who may not know this group, it's a group debuted back in 2007, and they became huge around the world with their songs such as Tell Me, So Hot, Nobody, Be My Baby, etc., etc. And personally, this group means a lot to me as I grew up listening to their songs since junior high school. And also, this group, Wonder Girls, and their song Tell Me are what got me into listening to K-pop. And that is how I got to know more about the singer JYP, who was the producer of Wonder Girls. And furthermore, I learned a lot of my favorite singers from Korea were actually produced by JYP, such as Rain. So knowing Wonder Girls had a huge impact on me in my life, and I cannot believe that it has been already 10 years since their debut, and it has all come to an end now already. As their big fan, I will keep listening to their songs, and let's listen to their goodbye song, Draw Me. 기억해 우리 둘이서 물들인 색채는 칠해 전문가 흐려지지 않아
love story 그 순간 들이지 않고 기억해 우리 둘이서 물들인 색채는 칠해져 뭔가 흐려지지 않을 거야 절대 light and shade Cause I'm fantastic Day. 아직도 선해 나 위에 부르던 노래 목소리 나득해 추억은 가득해 아름답게 작품에 그려줘 in your eyes
그때의 우릴 꺼내와 내게 그토록 서로 응원했던 되돌릴 수 있다면 그려줘 어리고 순수해
Be My Baby by Wonder Girls.
마지막 내 말을 믿고 나를 따라와 난 네 인생의 마지막 여자가 되고 넌 내 마지막 남자가 될 거란 걸 알지만 넌 아직 몰라 왜 놀라 자 어서 빨리 나를 골라 말할 필요도 없어 그냥 내 말대로 잘 할 생각만 하면 돼 그러니 네 옆에 날 잘 보고 판단해를 봐 어떤 팔 팔 나에게 딱 맞아 모두 다 맞아
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
You're listening to K-Pop Cafe, hosted by me, Jaden, broadcasting from Vancouver, CITR 101.9 FM. One of my favorite things to do as my hobby in my spare times is to watch movies, and I usually watch Korean movies though, and I love action, thriller, scary movies, and all different kinds of movies. But the one I love the most is romantic comedies, I would have to say. And it's because I prefer movies that I can actually laugh about while watching rather than watching sad romantic movies that make me cry a lot, because I tend to get pretty emotional when I watch movies though. So this is my personal confession to you guys. And my favorite romantic comedy movie is, I would have to say, My Sassy Girl from 2001. This movie is still remembered as the legend of Korean romantic comedy movies. And of course there are some sad parts in that movie too. But personally, when I first watched this film, it really made me think of what fate means to me. And the movie is actually based on the internet novel written by an author named Kyonu74, who later mentioned that he wrote the novel partially based off his personal love story. So it became a huge hit when it first came out, but not only in Korea, but also in other countries in Asia too. And let me tell you how successful this movie was. There is still a saying in Korea that all Korean romantic comedy movies have been influenced by this movie, My Sassy Girl. Later on, a few years after, there was a survey where people were asked to choose the 10 symbols that represent Korea. And things like kimchi, Korean dramas, Seoul, the capital city, and Korean characters, they made it into the list. But what was surprising is that this movie also made it into the list as well. So, and also there have been many attempts in other countries, including Japan and US, to make remake versions of this movie too. And by the way, do you guys remember the drama I talked about before? The Legend of the Blue Sea, with the actress Chun Ji-yeon playing the main role as the mermaid character? Let me tell you this. This movie is what made the actress popular. The sassy girl in this movie, My Sassy Girl, is the actress, Chun Ji-yeon. And I'll also tell you something even more surprising. It might be, especially for those of you who have watched this movie, the drama, The Legend of the Blue Sea, after I introduced it to you before on my previous episode, or even before, it might be a huge surprise attack for you guys. Back in episode 4 of the drama, the female character that Chun Ji-yeon was playing goes to the Han River Park and gets approached by this random guy at the park. Do you guys remember that scene? I watched the clip just because it was on the newspaper. And the reason why that scene was on the newspaper was because that guy who approached Chun Ji-yeon in that scene is Cha Tae-yeon. And he's the actor who played the male lead character in My Sassy Girl with Chun Ji-yeon. And he made an appearance in the drama as a cameo, because they have been good friends ever since the movie My Sassy Girl became popular in 2001. So yeah, so it was actually about I think it had been about 15 years since they worked together. And yeah, most of fans, for them, it was a pretty surprise attack. Even for me, like, I've been their fans for both of them for a pretty long time after I watched that movie. So yeah, it was a good surprise for me. I'll play you the super famous soundtrack from the movie My Sassy Girl, I Believe, by Shin Seung-hoon. I have another movie to introduce to you guys, and it is Speedy Scandal, which came out in 2008, starring Cha Tae-yeon, the same male actor from My Sassy Girl. The actress Park Bo-young, who was only about 18 years old back then, she became huge after this movie got more than about 8 million people in the theaters. And the actor Cha Tae-yeon broke his own record from My Sassy Girl with this movie. In Speedy Scandal, Cha Tae-yeon acts as a popular radio host, and one day, a girl comes to his house and claims to be his own daughter, born when he was in grade 9. And then she also brought a little boy with her, who she claims to be her own son. And after they check the DNA test, it turns out that they are actually his daughter and grandson. So now that I've just explained about this main plot, you might be like, whoa, this movie must be a really serious and scary film. But no, it's a super funny comedy movie with a really interesting plot. So I recommend you guys watch it. So please make some time to watch this movie, hopefully after you finish My Sassy Girl. Oh, and how about you guys have a movie marathon watching My Sassy Girl and Speedy Scandal with your boyfriend or girlfriend on this weekend? Especially for those of you who couldn't spend time together on Valentine's Day to make up for it. In the movie, there is a famous part where the radio DJ's daughter sings to become a singer. She sings this song, Perhaps That.
Time. Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Think About You by Sam Kim and Rocco.
This is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older, but you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to the Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today, plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
You're listening to K-Pop Cafe, hosted by me, Jaden, broadcasting from Vancouver, CITR 101.9 FM. Did you guys all spend a good Valentine's Day with your boyfriend or girlfriend? It's merely 2 days after Valentine's Day, and we'll try to keep the vibe right here. If you already made good memories that day, you can recall those memories. But if you couldn't spend your time with your boyfriend or girlfriend that day for any reason, I hope I can help you guys keep the vibe of Valentine's Day, and hopefully you will be able to make some make up for Valentine's Day on this weekend with your partner. And it is the next song I'll play you out is Love by Mamamoo. So let's have some time to talk about Korean culture here. So the concept of Valentine's Day is in Korea is a little bit different from Canada. In Korea, of course, it's the day that couples confirm their love, but there is more to that, actually. Girlfriends have to give chocolates to boyfriends. Then you might wonder, then what about men? Like, do they give nothing to the girlfriends? In fact, a month after Valentine's Day, on March 14th, it is a day called White Day in Korea. Then what is White Day? On White Day, men give women candies that are not chocolates in return of what they got from them on Valentine's Day, a month before White Day. And this White Day only exists in certain countries in Asia, including Korea. Miu. Miu by Sunny, featured by Baek Yeri.
This 어떻게 말해야 되지 그냥 솔직히 말할게 baby I think I'm in love
자꾸 기분이 안 돼 생각만 해도 찡해 장난 아니야 no play 확신이 들어 There is something going between me and you me and you me and you me and you it's you and me and you me and you me and you it's you and me and you
girlfriend 왜냐면 드디어 만났거든 girlfriend 이 노래를 듣고 꺼져 ex-girlfriends don't call me 그녀가 불안해하잖아 what you want from me 이유는 간단해 cause she got something for me 너와는 달라 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 말 못했지만 넌 분석을 바라고 그녀는 맘쓰기 바래 I said it 비교해서 미안 그녀 함께하다 너와 놀면 아픔이나 yearning
So what?
날 위해 그녀를 위해 너는 block 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 Boy I'm kinda new to this 어떻게 말해야 되지 그냥 솔직히 말할게 baby I think I'm in love
자꾸 기분이 안 돼 생각만 해도 찡해 장난 아니야 no play 확신이 들어 There is something going between
me and you me and you me and you me and you it's you and me and me and you me and you me and you it's you and me This song like I don't need no girlfriend 왜냐면 지금 옆에 있는 soul friend 친구들 대 연인도 되니 oh well 그냥 남자로서 한마디 해줄게 ex-boyfriend Just don't call her 이제 그녀는 내가 있으니 밤에 전화하지 마 뭐 하냐 묻지 마 괜히 걸어봐라 Oh oh 엄한 소리 들을라 네 lip service 느끼해 하지 마요 그녀 내 말투엔 빨개져 You gotta catch up Mr. 걸떡 전에 신사답게 끝냈지만 딱 잘라 말할게 얄짤 없어 I'll You boy I'm kinda new to this 어떻게 말해야 될까 그냥 솔직히 말할게 Baby I think I'm in love
Now that we listen to some songs for couples, I have prepared some songs for those of you who are single right now. Don't worry, it's fine. I'm also single too.
Thank you. 추워서 안 생기고 더우면 더워서 인생은 불공평해 너의 완벽한 연애는 아직 웃고 있지만 너도 차일 거야 겁나 지독하게 봄이 그렇게도 좋냐 멍청이들아 벚꽃이 그렇게도 예쁘디 바보들아 결국 꽃잎엔 떨어지지 니네도 떨어져라 몽땅 손잡지 마 팔짱 끼지 마 끌어안지 마 제발 아무것도 하지 좀 마 설레지 마 심쿵하지 마 행복하지 마 내 눈에 띄지 마 봄이 그렇게도 좋냐 멍청이들아 벚꽃이 그렇게도 예쁘디 바보들아 결국 꽃잎은 떨어지지 니네도 떨어져라 몽땅 망해라 망해라
The song we just listened to is called What the Spring by 10 Centimeters. And by how beautiful and lovely this song sounded to you, you probably think it was a love song, but it really is not. And I'll read out the translated version of the lyrics. No excitement, no sparks, no happiness please. Don't show up to me. Do you love spring? You fool. Do you find cherry blossoms pretty? You fool. Flowers all fall down at last, just like you two fall apart soon. Screw all up. So the singer is single, and in the lyrics, he's complaining to all the couples out there by saying life is unfair because he is still alone even though he thinks he is good enough. Do you have somebody you love right now by your side? Solo Day by B1A4.
헤어지자 그 말 쉽게도 뱉는 너 끝나지마 가지마 돌아와줘 이 말도 하지 못하나 지금은 편하겠지 너 조금만 더 날 거 쉽게 판단은 No 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 이별은 맞지 못해 누구도 맞지 못해 It's getting round It's getting
사람과 달라 혼자만 있는 게 좋아 가벼운 마음으로 살아 누가 쳐다본대도 헤어지지 않니 말해 쿨하게 임하는 자세 본 마음은 그러지 못해 매일이 지루하고 따분해
하루가 지루하고 따분한 사람 Say yeah
Say yeah
거짓말 마요 다들 행복해 보이는데
나만 아닌가 봐 나만 혼자이던 난 Oh, solo day!
Solo, solo day! Solo, solo day, girl! 오늘따라 기분이 더 좋네 내 건드리지 마! Solo, solo day! Solo, solo day, boy! 기분 좋은 Solo, solo, solo day!
Okay, I have an amazing announcement for you guys for an upcoming event. The queen of K-pop, Hyuna, is coming to North America to have concerts, and she is stopping by Vancouver as well. Just in case you guys don't know who Hyuna is, let me refresh your memory, guys. You guys have seen the music video of Gangnam Style before, right? And do you guys remember the girl who was dancing with Psy in that video? That girl is Hyuna, and she's one of the biggest stars from Korea, and she's going to have a concert here in Vancouver on February 22nd at Hard Rock Concert. Please make some time to go to her concert. You will not regret it, I'm pretty sure, because Hyuna is awesome. Let me play you out her most recent song, How's This?
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
Did you guys enjoy today's show, K-Pop Affairs? Please stay safe until next Thursday when I will be back with a new episode at 1 p.m. as always. You know, at the end of each episode, I always end the show by saying thank you so much for listening to my show, everyone. Today, I will not use that line, And I'll take a moment right now to confess to you guys that I always really appreciate and am grateful to you guys for listening to my show and loving it. The person who hosts this show, K-Pop Cafe, is me, but the one who keeps this show alive is you. Please wait for my next episode next Thursday. Thank you, everyone.